Blind man sits all alone. He can't see who's coming down the road. It's Jesus come to give him his sight. He rejoices in the miracle, but can't find the words to say. When the people ask what happened on that day, he said, "One thing I know,
new life he gave me. I know from darkness he saved me. I was forsaken till Jesus found me. I can't tell you how it happened. I don't know why he saved me. One thing I know was I was blind, but now I see.
After all I've done to him,
willingly he bore my sin and paid the debt to buy my liberty. I don't know just why he loved me so, or how he paid the debt that day, but because he did, thank God I now can say.
One thing I know,
new life he gave me. I know from darkness he saved me. I was forsaken till Jesus found me. I can't tell you how it happened. I don't know why he saved me. One thing I know was I was blind, but now I see. One thing I know was I was blind, but now I see.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles, going to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 4. We're going to look at a man by the name of Cain. Cain is an interesting Bible person. Many times when you think of Cain, you think about the man that killed his brother. My, the first murder in the Bible. You ever wonder how Adam and Eve had a son like Cain? How did they get to that point? I mean, think about this. Today, we're starting, 2015. We just started a new year. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be people that this year, they decide to get married. They're going to be starting their families. Nobody, when they start out in life, desires failure. You know, when you have that first child, you want to see that child grow normal. You want to see them excel academically. You want to see them one day be able to go to college and achieve the greatest possible things from in their lives. I mean, that's a normal, natural desire of parents. I mean, as a dad, as a grandfather, I want only the best for my children. So how is it that Adam and Eve ended up with a son like Cain? Well, you go back in the Bible. Remember, Adam and Eve sinned. They sinned in the Garden of Eden. And you have the first sin offering in the Garden of Eden. Now, the Bible, Hebrews 9:22 says, "And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, there's no forgiveness." Understand, Hebrews 9:22 says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission." There's a statement made here. Many times as you read through your Bible, you'll find, okay, here we find people going against God. The next thing you find is a sin offering. I know in the Old Testament, they offered lambs. That was just something that they did. A lamb had to die. The blood had to be shed. It had to be applied upon the mercy seat. And their sin was forgiven for 1 year. But when Jesus Christ came, he died once to obtain eternal redemption for all who would believe on him. And so when Isaiah speaks concerning, hey, the Messiah is coming, he is going to be offered as the last lamb for the sins of the world. That's Isaiah 53:5. Read it. Daniel chapter number 9 says, hey, the Messiah is coming. He's going to die, but not for himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, you get the point. The sin offering goes all the way through the Bible. But the last lamb that is offered is the Lamb of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to get to heaven, if you want your sins forgiven, you must accept that sin offering that was made by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Cain, we read his first problem. He brought an offering. Listen to what it says. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And if you read the rest of the passage in Genesis 4, you'll find out that God did not accept his offering, for it was not a proper sin offering. It had to be a lamb. He did not bring a lamb. Abel did. Now, God says to Cain, if thou doest well, thou shalt thou not be accepted. You know what God was saying to Cain? You know what's right. You know what you need to offer. Just go ahead and offer it. But you know what? He wouldn't do it. Now, Cain was relying on his own works. Cain felt like, you know what? Any offering should be acceptable. Today, there are a lot of people, they know Jesus came. They know he died. They know he was buried on the third day. He was resurrected from the dead. They know all that. But yet they still say, I'm going to count on my baptism. I'm going to count on my confirmation. I'm going to count on my good works. I was told not that long ago by a man, I'm an usher in my church. That's why I'm going to heaven. Well, you know what the Bible says? If you can get to heaven by your good works, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians 2:21. There are a lot of people who think, well, you know, I've kept the golden rule. I've tried to keep the Ten Commandments. If you can get to heaven by that, then Jesus died in vain. Now, we look at Jude, verse number 11. In Jude, verse number 11, we get a glimpse of this man, Cain. The Bible speaks of Cain as being an apostate. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. If you look at these three individuals named here, they're all three apostates. An apostate is a religious person who has a knowledge of the truth but has rejected God's way. The way of Cain. Cain believed all good acts would make him acceptable. The error of Balaam was that he reasoned from a natural morality. In other words, there are people today that follow the error of Balaam. Say, what is that anyways? Well, Balaam looked at God's law and found ways around the law of God. Sort of like people are doing today with marriage. What people are doing today with God's law concerning sin. You know, they find a way around it. Well, shouldn't we be tolerant? Shouldn't we compromise? When it comes to God's law, remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, as long as there's a heaven and an earth, not one jot or tittle of the law will change. And then he went on to say, it says in the Old Testament, thou shalt not murder. But I say, if you hate your brother, you've murdered in your heart. It says in the Old Testament, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say, if you lust after a woman, you've committed adultery in your heart. What did he just do? He didn't make it easier. Well, Cain's attitude towards the law of God, Jude, in the book of Jude, he says, look, apostates go the way of Cain. Let me ask you a question. What have you done with the sin offering? What have you done with God's word, the law of God? Are you like Cain? You ever wonder, how in the world do kids end up like Cain? You know what happened with Cain's family? In Cain's family, you'll find the first instance of a man taking two wives. You ever wonder where that came from? It came from Cain's family. Well, Cain said, remember what he said in the very beginning here. He said, you know what? In Genesis 4:16, he said, I'm leaving the presence of the Lord and I'm going to dwell in the land of Nod. He didn't want to hear about God. He didn't want people reminding him what God said in his word. And he dwelt in the land of Nod. The word Nod means wandering. And you'll find in Cain's family, that same man that took two wives eventually killed a man. They followed their father, Cain. It started with the sin offering. After they rejected the sin offering, it was really easy. to do with the law. Reason things out. Well, I think it ought to be this way. Isn't that what people do today? The final thing I said, they've perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Korah denied the authority of Moses. Korah intruded into the priest's office. In essence, Korah added to the word of God and he took away from the word of God. All three individuals in Jude, Cain, Balaam, Korah, all three had a knowledge of the truth, but rejected. You know what? If you look at the individuals, the family members that followed, you'll find the same results that Cain had. Where does that leave you? You know what? God has given us the means by which we can be forgiven. The sin offering's important. You get that straightened out. You accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Then the next step is applying his principles. There is zero tolerance in straying away from the law of God. Just remember that, or you'll end up with children like Cain. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here every Sunday at Selby 9:30 Sunday School, 9:30 worship service, 2:30 in the afternoon, our afternoon service. Wednesday, 7:30 prayer and Bible study. Then the New Freedom Baptist Church of Mowbridge, 11 o'clock Sunday School, 11 o'clock worship service.
You're invited.